What happened is I threw in more of the, which was good, the standing and finding the high point and all that, and so it ate up a little bit more time. So you needed it, so I gave it to you, but it made it run these lessons into each other really quick. But okay, so go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. And you're going to put the right hand on top of the left. And yeah, let's have everybody's head at the back of the room and just lie your towel out, because you're going to be kind of like the other position, sitting. You do get a rest now, but you're going to be on your stomach the whole time. Okay, so you want your right hand on top of your left, and it's always the palms down. So right on top of left, the opposite. Right on top of left, and then you're going to put your right ear on the back of your right hand. So yeah, I'll give you real good directions. That's it. And now you're going to bend your knees and bring your feet up towards the ceiling. And I want you to think of your feet and knees glued together. So, or somebody's tied rope around them, okay? So in these beginning movements, a constraint is that your knees and feet cannot separate, okay? So in keeping them together, you're going to slowly start to tilt your legs over to the right. So that means that the left knee must lift away from the floor if you're to keep the knees and the feet glued together. That's it. And then you come back to the center. That's it, Danielle, but really try to keep them together. So let this right or left knee lift away from the floor and go back. And what I want you to feel with this movement is it's a huge movement in the rib cage, the trunk. So we're now really twisting your spine. We did so much with your hip joints in the first lesson. Right now you're not doing anything in the hip joint. And does that make sense to everybody, right? The hip joint's right now on vacation because, you know, we worked them, we loosened them. So now you're twisting the entire pelvis, that's it, Karen, and your spine. And see if you can feel the rotation all the way up to your head and to your neck. So there's a twist. So there's also something here for you, Tess, right in here where you stop twisting. So again, see if you can, do you see how you lift there instead of twist? Go back. So see if you can have the mentality right now back to the corkscrew that you're twisting. It's like twist, 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 twist. Or you know a towel, if you take a towel and you twist the two ends, that's how I want you to visualize your spine happening in between your shoulder blades down to your pelvis. So it's turning around itself more than the entire body shifting. Am I doing good verbally or is, are you, okay. So do you feel that? Do you feel that? So in here, I want you to think like twist, twist, twist. You're gonna twist, 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 not lift so much. So do it smaller and think twisting. You know, like if you twist a towel, right, with the two ends, you twist. So if you twist, if you're a really good twister in the spine, there's not a huge body shift. Cheech is doing it great. That's it. Okay, do it once or twice more. Beautiful, Karen. Okay, come back to the center, straighten your legs, and just rest on your stomach. Okay, once again, come back to the same position. So that's right hand on top of left, your right ear on the back of the right hand. Bend your knees so your feet are up towards the ceiling. And again, you've glued your knees and your feet together. This time I want you to take them once again over to the right and stay there. So kind of find a comfortable way that you can be twisted. So you don't have to go all the way. Just find that place where it's comfortable. And now you're going to start to bring your heels up towards your buttocks. That's it. So feel what that does in your spine. And then you lower them a little bit. And you bring the heels up towards the buttocks. So you're squeezing up to the buttocks. that's it. And notice if you're pointing your toes or flexing. And if you're pointing, see if you can flex. So see if you can pull the toes in a way towards the shin as you bring the heels to the buttocks. Beautiful. Just do that maybe once or twice more. That's right. So the heels come to the buttocks. You flex the feet even more, Cheech. Flex. There you go. That a girl. Okay, and come back to the center and rest on your belly for a minute. Okay, and once again, bend your knees, bring your feet up towards the ceiling, same face position, and start to tilt the legs over to the right again. Let that left knee come all the way from the floor and just feel the twist in the spine and come back. And see if you can, as you do the movement two or three more times, you can really feel the twist in your spine. And almost like for you, like Tess, and even for you, Annie, can you think of your left elbow widening on the floor as you take the legs over to the right? So that will increase the twist in the spine. So keep, yeah, don't let it come up. Like think of it widening more. Yeah, so when I say widen, it means your left elbow would actually widen out to the left. Your armpit gets flatter on the left side. So don't change anything with your hands. That's it, Danielle. Just think, how could this area widen as you take the legs over? Yeah, just think it. That's it, Lisa. Lori. Do it again. Flatten the armpit as the legs. That's it. That's the idea. You see, that changes things. There you go. Excellent. Okay, let it go. Rest again on your stomach. You can bring your forehead to the center, whatever it feels like a resting position for you. Okay, change over your hands. So this time your left is on top of your right, and you'll put your left ear on the back of your left hand. Bend your knees, bring your feet towards the ceiling. So this time we're going to alternate. Instead of just doing one side, we're going to go back and forth to each side real quickly this time. So I shouldn't say real quickly, but we're going to alternate so it balances. So you'll be starting to tilt. That's it, Karen. See how smart you are. You start to tilt the legs over to the left, right? And that means your right knee comes up. And make sure when you're doing the move, keep those feet glued together and the knees. Make sure you're not in a hurry, because there's really nowhere to go. So like if you're in a hurry, you're going to miss the whole point of the movement. Remember how when we started and just in standing, I had you just lift up the heel? And it's in that split second, the whole weight shift begins to happen. So it's in the very start of each of these movements that the whole organization gets set up. So if you're in a hurry, you miss out. I think I said it in Wednesday's class. Maybe it was in the workshop, right, Julie? About chocolate. I always compare it to chocolate. So it's like the people that like bite off a piece of chocolate and they chew chocolate really fast and swallow it. They don't even get to experience the chocolate. Or can you put a piece of chocolate in your mouth and let it melt? And if you really let a piece of chocolate melt in your mouth, you truly get to experience the whole length of chocolate. Okay, this work is the same way. If you're in a rush or a hurry, you miss out. That's it. Daniela, where are you from?
Venezuela.
Yeah, see, the Europeans understand this. That's it. Okay, pause, rest for a minute. Just come back to this. Yep. Rest your legs, just rest on your stomach. The reason I say that is I remember I was giving a lesson to a gal from Italy. And at the end of the lesson, I'll never forget this, it's like I asked her how she felt, and she equated it that she felt like butter melting on a piece of bread, toast. And I was like, that was a good lesson. I loved how she described, she's like, you know, like butter, just it's melting, and Europeans just are slower and savoring things. We're always in such a rush here in the United States. Southern Europe. Okay, so go ahead. You should have your left hand on top of your right, and then the left ear. Bend your knees. Bring your feet up. And now you're going to take your legs over to the left, and we kept them over there. And then the first movement is just to start to bring the heels up towards the buttocks. Do that just once or twice, and then go ahead and flex the feet. So when you flex the feet and pull the toes towards your shin, you'll feel something else happens in the lower back and buttocks. Yes. Yes. You know how to rotate in your spine better to this side. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's it. Really good. Good. And now just let that go. Bring the legs back up to center. So keep the feet up towards the ceiling. And just a few times, let's have you tilt your legs over to the left. See if they touch the ground and come back. Can you go a little bit further, Lori, or is it something starting to pull, or let's see. There you go. And think of widening that out. There you go. Excellent. Really good. Okay. Go ahead and let that go and take a moment to roll on your back and rest on your back. So one of the things to notice now after being on your stomach is just your breath and your breathing. And it's something that I haven't talked about yet, but throughout the lessons, your breath and your breathing should always be happening, consistent. So whenever there's a moment something starts to feel too hard or you're working too hard, the very first thing to go is your breathing. And that goes for life. So anytime you're in a tense situation, like you're at the grocery store and you're worried about time and you gotta go pick up your daughter or get somewhere, you stop breathing. So it's just a little something to add in here today is just to notice. And what I teach people when they come to like the classes on a regular basis is how to pay attention to your breath and breathing. So it's in the background of the lesson, and you learn to shift your attention from the foreground, being the movement, to the background, and then back to the foreground, which in life is a very useful skill. Okay, so in saying that, go ahead and roll back onto your stomach. Let's go back to having your right hand on top of your left, and your right ear on the back of your right hand. Bend your knees. So again, your right ear's down. So everybody's faces to the left. Right hand on top of the left. That's it. Bend your knees. Bring your feet up. Okay, so this time, go ahead and start to tilt the legs over to the right. Let that left knee lift up. Beautiful. See if you can go a little further, Dave. That's it. And now come back to center and start to take the legs to the left. So you're not going to go quite as far because this is changing the rotation in the spine. So go very gentle this way. Come back to the center and then go back over to the right. And then come back to the center. And again, slowly go over to the left. So you're actually creating now a double twist in your spine. And Karen, what do you think that'll do for you? It's right. It's going to make the one twist super easy. So throughout the lessons, what Moshe did is that he would add in a degree of difficulty that then when you went back to the other movement, things seemed so much easier. That's it. Good. Okay. And now let's just pause and rest for a moment. So just lower your legs, rest on your stomach. Bend your knees, bring your feet back up towards the ceiling. Have your hands and your face in the same position. So your right ear should be on the back of your right hand. That's it. Okay. So this time you're going to, again, keeping the legs together, you're going to tilt the legs to the right. And as you get like halfway over to the right, I want you to start to think of kicking your left leg further behind you. So your left knee actually slides, beautiful Annie, further back over to the right. That's it. That's it, Lisa. And then come back. But don't let the legs collapse. Okay, so come back to the starting. So you're doing something funny here, Cheech. So come over, and then I want you to kick this leg back like this. Okay? There's a wall back here. You're going to pretend. So I don't want you to let. So they never come down to the ground. So that's a little bit of a constraint. You don't come back to the ground because you're focused on kicking the wall behind you. Beautiful. So, and the foot needs to be flat. So the knee separates because you're kicking. Cramp. I'll come back in a second. So tilt the legs and then now push that left leg. Push, let the knees separate more. Kick behind, kick into my hand. This way. Ah. So that the leg almost gets straight behind you. Okay? So really visualize Annie a little bit more up towards your butt. Beautiful. That you're kicking the wall behind you. That's it, Karen. And feel how all this in the hip joint opens. Okay, Tess, so you're kind of collapsing a little bit here, right? So go back, glue the knees together. Okay, start to come over, tilt, and now kick into my hand. Kick back. There, feel all this. Okay, go back. So everybody just keep doing it a few more times. Dave, is that cramp gone yet? Okay, get slow. Now, keep your foot there. That's it. Try to flex. And then don't wrap this around the heel, though. Let this knee lift a little bit. And slowly we'll go back. Just to like there. Think of that. And then go back. Now return to your belly again. Yeah, don't overdo it. There you go. Okay, excellent. Beautiful. Okay, rest on your tummies. Nice, Lisa. Why do I want to call you Lisa? Lori. They're both L's. There's four letters. I'm sorry. I apologize. Maybe you could be LL. You can be both names. Okay, let's turn your head to the other side and switch your hands so that the left hand's on top of the right and your left ear is on top of the back of the left hand, right? Bend your knees, bring your feet up. And first of all, we're just going to take the legs over to the left now, keep them glued together. Just start with, that's it, glued together. That's it, Annie. And come back to the center. Just go that direction like once or twice. That's it, Lori. And now the next time you come through the center is you start to go over to the right. So we create that double twist in your spine. So you go from the left and then you pass through the middle. Beautiful, Dave. And then you go to the right. That's it, cheat. But what I want you to do is start to feel how the knees have a little more power to move behind you. Do you feel how there's that tendency? So let me say it another way for you. As you're doing this, I want you to feel how you roll through the front side of your pubic area, the pubic bone. The pubic bone should be pressing down into the floor. If you're lifting away from the floor in your pubic area, you're tightening the hip flexors. So come back to center and just really sense that whole bone area. And as you tilt the legs, you're rolling across your belly. It should be pushing down the belly and the pubic bone. Does that make sense, Chief? So then there's length in the thigh. Or let's try it the other way. Everybody come back to the center and try to hike up under your hips. So lift your, that's it. See how much work that is? What a pain is that to do? So try to keep doing that, Lori, and try to tilt your legs. It's miserable. Right? But that's how a lot of people are walking around in life. So make it really hard. Lift up. Mm-mm. Lift even higher. Yeah. Isn't that yucky? It's hard. Then let it, that's it. Now let it flatten. That's it, Cheech. That's what you do. So let it flatten. Really push down there so that you can kick back. There, you feel the difference? Did that help? Okay, everybody rest for a minute. You getting that cramp again? I know that. This is kind of good for you. Just go slow. So just rest. Okay, so I think we have the left ear resting on the back of the left hand and the left hand on the right. Bring the legs up again. And this time you're only going to tilt the legs over to the left. And as you do, there's that moment where you're going to start to kick the right leg behind and the knees separate. That's it, Annie. Like you're going to kick the wall behind you. Not long down like that, more behind you. There, that's it. So just think you're going to kick right, here's the wall. You're going to kick the wall. That's it, Karen. Okay, this is the kicking back. That's it, Annie. So feel what happens. I know, it's great though. Doesn't it feel good? Yeah, so really let this come back. There's this, I know, and the hesitancy and the weakness for you is because this has been tightening for so long. So it's almost like, you know, you feel that quivering. It's just that this is so new because you've been doing so much work to do the other. So go with it. You're doing good. But no straightening, Julie. Remember, I don't want it straight. I want you to still have a little bend in the knee as you kick behind. Beautiful. Lori, let's see how you're doing. Kick that leg. Move it behind you. Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Everybody roll onto your back and take a rest on your back. Just notice how you're resting and check in again with your breath and your breathing. Okay, now it's going to get really fun. Roll over onto your stomach again. This time you're going to place your hands up alongside your head. I call it like a push-up position. So your elbows are going to be up in the air. That's right, and you want your hands on each side. And let's turn your face to the left. So the right ear's down. Elbows are in the air. Find a good place for your palms. Elbows in the air. Elbows in the air. That's it. Even more. In the air. There. So slide the hands back a little. There you go. Bend your knees, bring your feet up, okay? So now what you're gonna do, same movement we've done before, you're gonna start to tilt the legs over to the right, keep them glued together, so that left knee comes up, and as you do that, can you lift your head to look over your left shoulder? So come back, that's it, Dave. And then come back and start again, okay? So, it's a timing issue. As the legs start to tilt, you start to look over the shoulder. You need to let the belly, though, really push down, push out and forward, so you don't hurt yourself. So you roll back onto your belly. Really get the sense of rolling. Dave, more pushing out here. You're shortening too much. Yeah. Now keep that and roll back onto your belly. Roll. The belly and the hips. And you look over the left shoulder. That's it. Imagine that you could see your heels. Beautiful, Karen. That's it. And then roll back. Really feel rolling onto your pelvis and belly. Good. Good. Do it one more time. Look over. That's it. Okay. Come back. Rest on your stomach. Okay, bend your knees, bring your feet up, bring your arms to the same position. Turn your face now to the right, so your left ear would be down, right? Okay, so this time as you tilt the legs, they're glued together, you can tilt the legs to the left, that right knee comes away from the floor, you look up and over your right shoulder, as if you were gonna see your heels. So it's like your head and your eyes follow the movement of your feet. You're not really gonna be seeing them, right? But the intention is to follow. So you let the head and the eyes follow. That's it. That's it. Okay. Good. Let it go and roll onto your back and rest for a minute. So please roll back onto your stomach again. Bring your hands back up into the same position. Have your face turned to the right, which means the left ear is down. Bend your knees, bring your feet towards the ceiling. Okay. Now we're going to combine. So Lori, come back to the push position. And really place your hands kind of closer. Some of you are too wide. Your hands should be like almost right under your shoulders. Yeah, there you go. Okay, now we're going to combine an earlier movement with this last movement. So as you're going to tilt your legs over to the left, and remember how you started to kick the right leg behind, right? Look up over your right shoulder so that we come back to the side sitting position. Imagine that you could come up to the side sitting position. That's it. So eventually, Julie, you let go of the right hand. It doesn't need you to stay on the ground. Right hand. Yeah, there. And now you're gonna go back down, but this is why you gotta push the belly and pubic bone out or you'll hurt yourself. Roll, push and roll, that's it. Last thing to touch is the knee. If your knee, your knee touched too soon. So the last thing to ever touch is the knees. You roll through the thighs and the belly. That's it, Daniela, and just come up. Swing that leg around and then go back down. And as you keep on doing this movement, really start to do the kicking more, Daniela, so that literally you feel the kick of the leg pulls the trunk up. It's not about the hands. The hands are going to be obsolete in the next 5 minutes. So, but you're shortening right there. So go back and right there stop. Now kick back, kick back, kick, kick, kick. Open, open, even more. That's it. Let that and come off that arm. No, but not leaning like that. I want you to grow tall. Grow tall in the ribs. That's it. That's where I want you. Now start to go back and keep, that's it. Keep that open right there. Keep this line. So the power is in the kicking of the leg. Kick, kick, kick. This is like, that's it. So the kicking of the leg is what spiral, beautiful, spirals you up. Who needs hands? You don't need hands. So play with now, you go down, you first put the left hand down, but you can go all the way down before you even need to put the right hand. Now let your chest come forward. Chest, chest, that's it. I know this is so, let it go, there you go. There, I know it's really new for you. You really can feel how much you've been shortening in there, yeah? That's it, Cheech. Pull this back. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
It's this that pulls you up. Go back down.
So weird.
I know, but it's going to change your life. So go with it. Okay? Go over it. Nope. Mm-mm. Belly, there. Back like that. Okay? Go now go down. Chest down. Let this still hang back. That a girl. That's it. And now let this pull you up. There. Now roll back. There you go. Keep going. This is where you're short, Dave. This is what causes the cramps in the hamstrings. Believe it or not. Kick, kick, kick. That's it. Feel this pulls you up. And you need to be coming. There. High. Beautiful. It's kind of fun, huh? That's it. Feel that's there. Now, there's a moment where you shorten in there again.
Yeah, that's my type. That's my little
secret. You're doing super, though. So start.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
So you start to go down again and just and let this there. Keep going. I'm going to hold you and let. You, that's it. Have a feeling of that opening. So it's like this, that, that. That can happen. Just keep playing. If you need to pause, it's all up to you. If you stop doing it, then you stop learning. So, you know, I like moving around, getting to each one of you. You shorten. Go back down. So I can help you. And so it takes time, so you can pause and then come back to it. I'll get to you, Karen. Don't worry, I won't leave anyone out. That's it. So feel that moment, that, and then let this keep carrying you. There.
Okay.
Don't do that little.
Okay.
Now go back, keeping that. That's it, Tess. There. Okay, so let's go back. Pick, 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 pick. That's it. Let that pull you up, pull you up, pull you up. Don't, that's it. Keep that going there. Let that all stretch out because this is what creates that. And that has to do with those ribs coming forward.
Are we supposed to be sitting tall?
Yes.
So I don't
there.
Think, I don't
yeah.
Think I sit down.
No, don't worry about that. Don't get hung. Just, if you stay with my instruction, don't worry. If I don't say it, it's not relevant. Okay? That's it. And then bring there. And go back down. Beautiful. See, you don't even need the hands. What hands? Right? In the beginning, you think you need hands. What hands? So try going down without any hands. That's when you really got to be extended to roll through. Beautiful. It's fun, isn't it? It's fun. That's it, Annie. That's it. It's fun. How You don't need the hands. How can you go down without the hands? So you got to keep that leg kicked behind you. That's it. You can put the hand lightly down, the left hand, but forget about the right one. There you go. Go all the way down. Beautiful cheeks. That's it. Okay, everybody rest for a minute on your stomach. Go over to the other side. Because you'll see in a minute, it'll get real clear. You don't need the hands. Okay, so you turn your face now to the left. It would be your right ears down. Right? That's it. And bend your knees. Bring your feet up towards the ceiling. Get your hands in the push-up position. And just start to introduce it. You know where you're going, but don't be in a hurry. Right? It's like the chocolate. So start to tilt the legs over to the right. Start to kick the left leg behind you. Look over the left shoulder. Beautiful, Annie. And then go back. Because if you're in a hurry, it's like chewing the chocolate. You're going to miss out. And I guarantee you, you do this side differently than the other side. So take your time. That's it, Karen. Feel kick, 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 kick. That's it. Feel this pulls you up. Now keep it, let it pull you up. Up to sitting. Get that arm up. That's it. But right there is where you do shortening. Everybody does that at the end of the motion. So it's like keep this, that's it, long. There you go. Yeah. Easier on this side, Lori? Kick it back. Let this stay. Yeah, beautiful. See how you can stay long in there? And that's what pulls the chest up. And it pulls your head up. So you should be looking at the front of the room. And you're tall. We're back to tallness. The rib cage, that's it, Danielle. Okay, but Annie, I want you to be looking out here. You don't want to be looking down because you're coming this way, right? We're moving forward. There you go. How are you doing, Cheech? Okay, let it come. It's tiring. You're going to all sleep super well tonight. And it's not just from the moving, but it takes, as you can tell, this takes an extraordinary amount of attention. When was the last time you ever... Right, you don't want to do that. Exactly. Because, see, that keeps you tall. If you go to the bend part, now I know we did that a little bit in the other lesson, but for this lesson, I want you to stay tall. But yeah, this takes a tremendous amount of awareness and focus in a way that you haven't done before. So it's tiring. It gets easier, though, right, Julie? Is it getting easier to be this focused? That's it, Karen. Okay, everybody go ahead and go down. Let's roll on your back and rest for a minute, and then we've got kind of one last movement to do. And test with now. It's getting easier, isn't it, to have this level of focus? Yep. Grows on you. I mean, the really neat thing is that over in time, when you become this aware of yourself, like you could be out skiing or you can be on a run or something, and when you start to find yourself something kind of falling apart, you know how to pull yourself out because you know how to feel, you know how to change, you've got the tripod, you've got growing tall, you've got places to go now that you didn't have before. So that's the really fun thing. I do once in a while. Yeah, but even with headphones, you can still do it. Doesn't matter. That's like paying attention to the breathing. It's like foreground, background, foreground, background. I never used to run with headphones. And then John got me some, so. So now, you know, I don't know. There's something I really just, being out there in nature, I just like not having them. But you don't want to be too over analytical. Like, you want to pay attention and let it go, and pay attention and let it go. Okay, one more time. Let's roll over onto your stomach. Place the hands in the push-up position. And let's start with your face to the right, which would be the left ear down. And what we're going to do is combine these two movements, okay? So you're going to start by taking the legs to the left. You're going to kick the left leg behind you to spiral up to sitting to the front of the room. And then you're going to go right back down on your stomach, turn your head then to the left, tilt the legs to the right, and spiral up that way to sit. And always facing the front of the room. I know. So now, since you are close, we're all going to have to kind of go in sync here. So go back down. So cheats, I want you to, you guys find a way to connect. And we did this a lot in our training where it's really quite interesting. You can be out of sync, and then how do you get in sync with the person next to you without talking? Just feel them. Feel their movement and that you can get into the flow. That's it. Now, make it lighter with your hands. Really kick the leg back so that the leg is just spiraling you up so you don't even need your hands. That's it. And then you spiral down. So you really got to push the belly and chest out and just roll through it. That's it. Keep going. And see if you can do it a little quicker so that there's beautiful, beautiful Lori. You guys watch Lori. I mean, she's never done any of this work. Look at how light it is. Look at how easy. Go down. Look at her come up. Pop. She's just there. Right? It's not a lot of work, is it? It's kind of fun, too. When things aren't a lot of work, it's fun. Right? Yeah. So why do so many people not like running? Because they think it's hard work. And if you're making it hard, it is hard. Right? But if you learn to make it light and fun, it's great. That's it. That's it. So go faster, slower, play with. That's it. It's fun to go really fast. Just whoop. Now push a little bit more forward, Lori, right through here. So you roll, you're rolling right through the belly and the pelvic area. Just push that belly out. That's it. And kick. And you can kick harder, Tess. Really kick. Give it some power. Then scoot. That's a poor excuse. If you're worried about kicking your neighbor, it's a bad excuse because it's a big room. So move away from your neighbor. So because I don't want you to have that as the excuse. Cheats, you come forward so you're further away from your mom. It's all you, Annie. You're causing all the problems. There you go. And just have fun with it. Really, I want you to feel the power, the kick in spiraling up. Even faster, Julie, just feel the kick. Really kick that leg, whoom, behind you. That's it, Annie. You're getting it. Kick behind. That's it, cheats. But more power. Really kick behind you. That's it. When I say kick, think of the knee and the thigh. Pow. Push that sucker behind you. That, there you got it that time. Did you feel the difference?
No.
Yeah. Just kick it back there. Kick that knee back there. Forget, that's it. Forget about the foot. Just kick it back as hard as you can. Feel that power. Boom. And the rib cage pops up. That's it, Tess. Now you're getting it. Don't be afraid. Let's see you, Karen, one more time. Come on. Got to see you do it one more time. Okay, but I want you to kick the knee back more powerful. Just, that's it. See, we're all so tight in here, we don't know how to have that power to kick back. Okay, good. Rest on your backs. You guys did great. Could you imagine, like, weeks with me? Oh. I may actually be going and teaching for a couple weeks. I'm excited. Everybody think positive for me because I really want to go now. It would be Hong Kong and Shanghai. Yeah, that I've been asked to go teach. So what I would do is I would teach general people like yourselves, and it's the whole idea is to start a training program there. So I feel like really honored if they pick me, because out of the 10,000, 12,000 practitioners in the world, they picked me to be the one to start it up. So I know it's a nice compliment. I just keep on waiting. It'll be in August. I'm so obnoxious. I told him it has to fit in between the runs. wanted me for like 2 weeks, and I said, how about 10 days or 11 days? It's got to fit in between my runs. And I think 2 weeks is actually too long. I think 5 days each is long enough. I just think 7 days of this kind of stuff from 9 to 5 is just too long. I think 5 days is ample. Did you have enough of it, or do you want to try it one more time? You good? Good? Okay. Okay, so then let's roll to our sides, and let's come up to standing. And let's just see. Let's just go back first to standing. And now feel how those legs are happening underneath you. How are we now? And how much has changed? Feel? You don't even, knees disappear. They become obsolete. And that's how they're supposed to be. Because if you're organized everywhere else, there should be no pressure in the knees. So feel how much taller you feel, right? But lighter. Okay, so let's go through, let's take a step with, I don't know, whichever foot you want, and feel the high point, get tall. That's it, cheeks. And then go on to the other leg and get tall. And pause long enough that you notice the back leg, okay? It should be really open here. What did we just do on the floor? Okay, take a step, and then just notice. Notice how that should be. That's it, Annie, right? And then you come onto the toes on the back foot. So you're ready to take a step. You're ready to go to the next place. It's literally like you almost catch yourself from falling. You feel that? So just it's things to observe. You get tall, more taller, less forward. Julie, I want you to think up. And don't come off that heel. More tall. That's it. That's it. It's more tall. It's not, the forward comes. Beautiful, Lori. Beautiful. Now look how good your balance is. Who feels so imbalanced right now? Right? I told you we weren't going to worry about it, but as you got more organized, do you see how as the whole system is working together better, you're more balanced? So, like for you, Lori, you don't feel such a discrimination between the two sides, do you? Yet we didn't work on that. Fun stuff. Okay, so go back to your partner now, whoever was your partner. And do you remember some of the funny things that they did in the beginning? So let's go whoever was A, watch B, and you're going to first just look at them in standing. I think your mom. Okay, so whoever's A. So just stand there and walk around your partner, look at them now in standing and what's changed. Daniele, do you see how much taller she's standing, how her shoulders are back more over her pelvis? Yeah? And once you've looked at them in standing, then have them just take a step on the first leg, the leg that you wanted to step with, and just pause there, and they can see how you step now. And actually, the partner, stay there, the partner can come behind, and you can, like, rest your arms on them. Don't use your hands, but rest your forearms, and you will feel how powerful their skeleton is. Nothing will let them collapse. It's pure power, and it's all about your skeleton, not muscle work. You feel that? Now go ahead and step onto the other leg. So walk through it, get tall, and let your mom come and push on you. Atta girl. Beautiful, Karen. How does that feel? Okay, good. Let's change roles. So first look at your other partner. Just first look at them in standing. So look at, just change over roles. And then look at them and then go into taking a step. So let your mom take a step and you can come behind her, cheats. And once she steps there, go and push on her. And just give weight into your arms and let her experience how powerful she is in standing now. And now go do your arms again, cheeks, so she can feel it on both sides. It's a great experience for the person walking, isn't it, to feel how powerful you are? There's no collapsing. And you're light, because you're using your skeleton. How's it feel?
Good.
Yeah. Your arch will just be fine if you find the high point. It's all about this. So if you find the high point, this will... Yes. Cheats, how do you feel like you're doing?
So different. It's better though, yeah.
I know it's different. It's completely different. Take a step again. And I'm the only person that has ever worked with you in this way and taught you.
Mm-hmm.
Grow taller, that's it, there. Taller in the chest, open that front side, there. And you're gonna have to really work on that because this has been such a strong habit for you. It's all it is it's a strong habit. So you just gotta, just literally think, okay, my rib cage pops up, feel on me. Come over here, there's a little room, okay? So I'll take a step, okay? And now you push on me. Right, incredible. And then I take a step, you walk with me. And there I am. And then again. And my rib cage is always in front of me. So your rib cage is always in front of the pelvis. Always, always, always. The moment the rib cage falls behind the pelvis, you collapsed. So in running, hiking, walking, you want the rib cage in front. You're not back here. Feel that? It helps to feel it in somebody else. But I think you've got it. Okay. Let's gather around and just finish up. How's everybody doing? Yeah? Okay, well, let's sit down for a minute, yeah. So I've got some articles and stuff up here. I've got articles and I've got a couple handouts of some different things to work with that will help with this, a lot of opening this up. But how's everybody feeling right now? Yeah? Good. Do you feel like you learned a lot? So a few things to play with. You can play with some of the movements we did, like you could take the spiraling up and the idea of kicking that leg behind. You can do grabbing the big toe, alternating. So you don't have to feel like you have to know the whole lesson. Just take bits and parts to play with. The key thing is to think about when you're out hiking, walking, running, grocery store, walking stairs, is this idea you step, you get tall, and playing with finding that hip point, okay, or the high point, excuse me. That will change your life instead of being back here and walking like this. Sitting is the same thing. If you're sitting in the right place, you're in the right, it's the same thing. Like if you go to sit, you're right in that sitting on the base of your pelvis. Okay, but when this is so tight, people tuck their pelvis underneath. Okay? So the key thing to think about is stepping and growing tall and that your rib cage is in front. Okay? Everything else, as you kind of notice, falls into place. You know, if I give you too much to think about, especially like running, the turnover's too quick, so you can't be thinking about too many things, okay? The only other thing that you can think about, if you're gonna run, because I know Tessa's gonna run and you're gonna run, and we can do a minute of this, is, and it's really fun, is to increase your speed, okay, your gait, is then there's a slight twist that you felt, we worked with the twist when you spiraled up, the shoulder blade comes behind. Not the arms, but the shoulder blade, okay? So come up, I'll demonstrate on cheeks, and then this is something you can play with. So if she's, I'm gonna walk with her, okay? And we're just gonna think about this shoulder. So anyways, take a step and come onto the high point, grow tall, and now take a step on the other, grow tall and push this back, and now take a step, and now the next step, push the shoulder back, And the next time she's going to take a longer step. Push back. This, yeah, this, there. So the more that this shoulder comes behind her, okay, the only way you can balance is the leg has to fall further forward. It's a little hard to do in walking, okay? But let's stand up and pair up and give it a try. So all I want you to do is put your hand behind, and we're going to do walk fast because it's easier faster. So you're going to put your hand behind your, let me do it first with her. And just start walking, and then you just ask the person to push their shoulder blade back into you. Don't even pay attention to the legs. Just walk. And okay, so if you watch, let's make a circle. Let's all go this way. Yeah. So push back. There you go. Let it go. No. Okay, you do it to me. Okay, watch. You're doing this. You're frozen up here. Push back. 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 Stay with me. Why are you losing me? Back. Push. Push into me. Back. 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 Do you see how fast I walk now? I'm going fast because, and the other shoulder automatically comes forward. You don't have to worry about it. That's what I want you to do.
All right.
Go with your mom. So you put your hand there and they push back hard into your hand. The shoulder blade. Don't even think arm or anything. More tests. Shoulder blade. Back. 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 Do you see how fast it makes you? That's it. That's it, Lori. Okay, now change partners. Do you get the idea? So that is a way when you're out, you want to speed something up, you put your mind in your shoulder blade. You don't want to do the arm. You want to do the shoulder blade. The shoulder blade makes the arms move. But the shoulder blade is what twists the rib cage that makes the leg land further forward. Well, that's my trick. It's my trick. So go ahead and start. That's it. That's it, Karen. It's amazing. You can't go slow. But most people are not moving in their... That's nice, Annie. Most people are not moving in their upper body at all. Now try it this way. Don't move at all. Get with your partner and don't let anything happen in the shoulder area. Don't move. Be stiff. You can't go fast. Be stiff. And the hip joints start to lock. So get real stiff, Tess. Real stiff. Right? It's ridiculous. I mean, you can't do anything. Now speed it up. Now just move that shoulder back. Move the shoulder. Move the shoulder. Just the one. Push it back. Push it back. Isn't that amazing? One thing like that changes the whole system. These are my tricks. So this is what I do. Okay, come back to your spot. These are the things that I play with when I'm out running. So if I like am feeling really good, like today I was feeling really good on my run, and my breathing is super calm and effortless, this is what I kick in. And it just, I can pull up and I can knock like 20 seconds off my pace. Just boom. I 5-6 days a week, yeah. For any sport. But like, you know, if you're hiking and stuff like that, it's like you'll notice people start getting like this. And so it's like, okay, bring those shoulders back. It makes sense? You felt it? You know, it might. I don't know. But if you're conscious of it, I think it all goes back to awareness. If you've got pulls and you're thinking bringing those shoulder blades back, it's going to happen. But if you're leaning on the pulls, it's not going to happen. Do you see the difference? So it's all what you're thinking up here. Which is really good. Yeah. Okay, so I'll watch Dave in a sec. Any last minute questions? Or how's everybody feeling? Good? You guys did great.